Hello, this is Dr. Yevgeny Goltrudeh, taking a SASP report on patient Hector Rosario Irizarry. Date of birth is 10/22/1979. Date of procedure is May 2nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yevgeny Goltrudeh. Referring physician is Dr. Mariana Sisk. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And indication is heartburn, comma, dysphagia. Description, procedure, informed consultant is obtained. Period, possible complications, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, results, possibility of missing lesions such as malignant or ulcerative patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, serious for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated wound spidiogastrocope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach to junction, esophagus, retroflex use obtained at the cardioperitoneum, aorta central from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient tolerated the procedure well, without any complications, findings, proximal mid esophagus appeared, and remarkable common biopsies were obtained to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. Next slide. There was evidence of a non-obstructive Schatzky's ring that was there was evidence of a non-obstructive Schatzky's ring noted best with coughing. Next line, there was a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was the Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, biopsies were obtained. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation. Next line, overall the esophagus appeared widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of gastroerythema in the anterior body. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, histology, and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. We'll start patient on omeprazole. Uh, 40 milligrams daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast, given the symptoms in the late grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line. If patient is found to have persistent coughing with coughing and choking with eating, recommend modified Barium salt for further evaluation following the past results. Next line, recommend anti-reflex precautions as well as avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.